Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're very glad and thankful that you could join us for today's lesson, which is called Give Thanks. Well, it's very important to give thanks, no matter where you are and no matter what is going on in your life. Even if you're in a foreign country, just like our author. Of course, she is experiencing Thanksgiving with her family. In this lesson, she's going to be sharing about that. And it's important to give thanks. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Many countries celebrate Thanksgiving. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Carolyn, do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, I do. And when I was in the U.S., I would celebrate it with my family. But now that I live in Taiwan, I celebrate it with my friends. We get together and we make lots of food, lots of American traditional Thanksgiving food like pumpkin pie and green bean casseroles and wonderful, delicious things, Gabe.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Well, I want to celebrate with you and your friends if that's what you guys will be eating. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, maybe you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but you can learn about some people that are celebrating Thanksgiving. Let's get started in our lesson, Give Thanks.
Give Thanks. The fourth Thursday in November welcomes the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. This holiday not only involves football and turkey, but also helps us remember to be thankful. Traditionally, Americans go home for Thanksgiving, so people start preparing weeks before the holiday. Excited moms are eager to have their children come home. Thanksgiving is also a season for giving. Irene's school has a turkey trot race every year around Thanksgiving. You can give small amounts of money for charity to run in the race.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In the United States, Thanksgiving is traditionally a time of giving. Many people in the community participate in charities or support good causes. We'll learn about a few of them in this month's Life in America article with Pauline and her family. Before we start, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Around the corner. Around the corner is an idiom. After American Thanksgiving, Christmas is right around the corner. Eager. Eager is an adjective. Susie is eager to show off her new dance moves. Charity. Charity is a noun. Evan gives some money to charity every month. Shelter. Shelter is a noun. When the weather gets cold, homeless shelters become more crowded. Afterward. Afterward is an adverb. Our family went to a movie together, and afterward we ate dinner at a restaurant. Your more information words are Boy Scout. Boy Scout is a noun. Potluck. Potluck is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's dive right in.
I do enjoy Thanksgiving and all of the events that occur that time of year. And we begin our article, The Fourth Thursday in November Welcomes the Holiday Season. And it's true because the fourth Thursday in November is Thanksgiving Day. Every year.
Every year. That is a national holiday in the United States. Thanksgiving might be another day in other countries, but this idea of celebrating and giving thanks is actually celebrated in many countries around the world. Okay, so let's get started here. We read, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. That's right. It's coming up very quickly.
That's right. And that phrase, around the corner, means just that. It means that it is not far away. It will happen very soon. And you can use this when you're talking about time and events, not just distance and places.
That's right. So Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Actually, Christmas is not too far away. Christmas is just around the corner as well. That may be what Pauline means when she says, the fourth Thursday in November welcomes the holiday season. After Thanksgiving up through Christmas, that's considered the holiday season.
It is. And, well, talking about Thanksgiving, this not only involves football and turkey, but also helps us remember to be thankful. So, if you are in the United States on Thanksgiving Day, there are some very exciting football games that occur, and a lot of people eat turkey.
That's right. So that's what many people think about when they think of Thanksgiving, because the Super Bowl football games are actually happening around Thanksgiving. People get really excited about that. And of course, they also think about turkey, because that's what a lot of people eat at Thanksgiving. But it's also important to remember to be thankful.
That's right. And we read, traditionally, Americans go home for Thanksgiving. So if you're a student, then you would go back home. Or maybe you move far away for a job, you would return to your hometown and spend the holiday with your family.
Okay, so that's kind of what home means here. Maybe home has a different meaning. People, Americans go home for Thanksgiving. Well, where is home to you? Okay, well, we continue here. So people start preparing weeks before the holiday. All right, that means they're getting ready for Thanksgiving far in advance, many weeks before the actual day comes.
That's right. And that phrase right there, weeks before, I think Liz has something she would like to share with us about that in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions, so people start preparing weeks before the holiday. That's today's grammar tip sentence, and for today, we're looking at the phrase weeks before. It is short for several weeks before. So today's sentence just means people start preparing several weeks before the holiday. So friends, when you have something happening several weeks before a certain day, then you can consider using this phrase. For example, Zach finished his report weeks before the due date. Now, we can also switch weeks to days, or hours, or minutes. For example, Sharon's suitcase was already packed days before her Christmas break. Or, Janice's friends came to see her hours before her surgery. Or, minutes before her train arrived, Martha realized she had lost her ticket. If you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, so people start preparing for Thanksgiving weeks before. Now we read, excited moms are eager to have their children come home. All right, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, eager. I am eager to talk about this word. I'm eager to hear Carolyn use this word. How can you use this word?
Well, if you are eager, that means that you are very excited. You can't wait for something. Perhaps you like to celebrate Christmas, and you are very eager for Christmas to arrive. You can't wait to go to church and spend that time with your family and give each other gifts and open presents. It's very exciting, and you are eager for it.
Well, I think many people are also eager around their birthdays. They're eager to do something with their friends and maybe receive gifts then. What are you eager to do? This is a little similar to the word anxious. You might be anxious about something, but usually anxious has a negative meaning, where eager is positive.
That's right. So, are you eager about Thanksgiving? Do you get to go on vacation? Many people in the United States have a Thanksgiving break that they are eager for. Mm-hmm. They can't wait. And we continue reading. Thanksgiving is also a season for giving. Well, it is called Thanksgiving.
That's right. So the idea is that you should be giving thanks and maybe even giving other things as well, giving good things to people who are in need. Well, we read about Pauline's daughter here. Irene's school has a turkey trot race every year around Thanksgiving. Okay, this turkey trot. I was looking this up. I wasn't sure what it was. Actually, it could be a dance. There's a special dance called the turkey trot, but that's not what it means here. It means a special kind of race that people run to raise money for something.
That's right. And you can give small amounts of money for charity to run in the race. So if you want to be in the race, you should donate some money for a charity.
That's right. And you know what? Another good reason to run this race, the turkey trot, people do this before the big Thanksgiving meal, hoping that maybe they will burn off some calories before they enjoy a big meal. Well, let's take a look at our word from the word bank. It is charity. And if you do something for charity, you volunteer, you give money to somebody or an organization that needs it.
That's right. So this is a good cause that you want to support, and they're going to help other people who are in need. So giving money to a charity is a great thing to do. Well, right now it is time to give our time to Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 around the corner 这个成语。Around the corner 就在转角处，在这里延伸出来是指即将来临或者是迫在眉睫的。例如 Brian's graduation ceremony is just around the corner. Brian 的毕业典礼就要来临。Around the corner 当然也可以指在转角的位置。例如 The grocery store is around the corner. 杂货店的位置在转角处。继续我们看的是 eager 这个形容词。Eager 是指热切的或者是急切的。例如 Charles is eager to play on the football team. Charles 很希望能够加入足球队。或者是 Kate is eager to please her parents. Kate 迫切的想要取悦她的父母。她的名词是字尾加上 N-E-S-S 变成 eagerness。例如 his eagerness to win made him really nervous during the game. 他的求胜之心造成他在比赛时非常的紧张。
Well, in our lesson today called Give Thanks, our author Pauline is writing about her experiences in the United States around the season of Thanksgiving. Of course, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. It's coming up, and so there are many things that people do to celebrate Thanksgiving. They might watch football games, eat lots of turkey, and of course, it's important to remember to give thanks. Think about the things that you are thankful for. What are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for you. Thank you for coming every day to enjoy learning at Studio Classroom. Now let's get started with the second part of our lesson today.
Give thanks. In our neighborhood, the Boy Scouts go door to door asking for canned food for the needy. Churches and charities sponsor coat drives for families who need winter coats. Some teen groups volunteer at homeless shelters on weekends. They either prepare food or help serve it. What does our family do? We usually go to our church potluck. The dishes are mostly Chinese, but the church prepares turkeys and pumpkin and apple pies. Afterward, we sing and share what we are thankful for in the past year.
There are so many things to be thankful for, and this time of year is a great way to remember it. Well, we begin this section of our reading. In our neighborhood, the Boy Scouts go door to door asking for canned food for the needy. So here they are trying to help people who are in need.
Okay, so that's another word for someone who is in need, people who need something. You could just shorten that and say the needy, okay, needy people. Well, they're talking about in their neighborhood, the Boy Scouts, they go door to door asking for food. Well, what does it mean to go door to door?
Well, that is a great phrase. If you go door to door, then you go from one house to the next. So you are knocking on the doors at these people's houses, and they are asking for canned food to give to people who don't have enough to eat.
That's right. So Boy Scouts might do this. Girl Scouts also do this. They sell Girl Scout cookies. They go door to door as well. And of course, salespeople might go door to door trying to sell you something. Maybe this has happened to you before.
That's right. It happens many times, and I was a Girl Scout who went door to door selling those cookies,
oh, you did?
Gabe. Oh, yes. But right now, it is time for us to learn a little bit about that word, neighborhood, with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
What is a neighborhood? When we talk about a neighborhood, we're usually talking about an area with distinctive characteristics. And that's quite different from, say, a district, borough, or township, which are basically administrative areas.
Right. Those are official designations. But when the word neighborhood is used, it conveys a certain character. And that's why when we see the word neighborhood, there's often an adjective that describes it. You might hear about a safe neighborhood, or a friendly neighborhood, a rough neighborhood, or even a leafy neighborhood.
Ah, leafy, because it has a lot of trees. Now, when I hear a leafy neighborhood, I immediately think of a nice, quiet, middle-class neighborhood in the suburbs.
I do, too. A rough neighborhood, on the other hand, is often dirty, noisy, and has a high crime rate.
Not a place to raise kids, if you have any. Now, let's take a look at an informal usage of the word neighborhood. Steve, how much rent would you be willing to spend on an apartment?
Well, somewhere in the neighborhood of $800.
Now, friends, here the word neighborhood is used to mean approximately. In the neighborhood of $800 means approximately $800.
I know exactly what you mean.
我们今天来看 neighborhood 这个字。neighborhood 字面字典上告诉我们是街坊邻近的地区。其实你的 neighborhood 就是你的住家附近的地区。它比一个社区大，但还没有大到像行政区那么大，而且它跟 district 行政区或 township 小镇最大的差别是 district 跟 township 通常只是一个名字，那是政府规划出的行政区，但是一个 neighborhood 往往是某种特色所勾勒出的一个区，因此 neighborhood 常常会伴随着某个形容词，像 a friendly neighborhood 友善的区， a rough neighborhood 治安不好的区，A leafy neighborhood, 有很多树的区，通常就是指中产阶级的住宅区。那今天的课文作者讲到，在他家的 neighborhood 附近，童子军会挨家挨户请民众捐赠罐头给穷人。neighborhood 它有一个口语的用法，表示接近。那这个用法呢，要和数字连用，比如说 in the neighborhood of $800, 就是800块美金左右的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. It's always good to have you in the neighborhood. Well, let's continue here. Churches and charities sponsor coat drives for families who need winter coats. Okay, so if you need winter coats, maybe you are in need of something. But Carolyn, what is a drive? I thought that was something you do with your car. You drive a car?
Well, no. It is not to drive a car. This is a coat drive.
Yeah.
So that means that they are collecting coats from lots of people. So you can have many different kinds of drives. You could have a toy drive for children around Christmas time for kids who maybe don't have parents, like orphans we've talked about before. You might have a toy drive for them so people in your neighborhood can donate toys to them.
Very good idea. So a drive like this is something organized. It's an organized effort to accomplish something, like giving clothes or coats to people in need. Of course, another one could be a food drive. You could help get food for people who need to eat.
That's right. Well, continuing learning about this, some teen groups volunteer at homeless shelters on weekends. So they can help people who are homeless and live in these shelters. Now let's look at that word there. Homeless shelter. What is a shelter, Gabe?
Well, it's a basic need, actually. People need food, they need water, and they need shelter. A roof over our heads is what I usually think. If you're living in a house or apartment, you have a shelter of some kind. But if you're homeless, that means you're without a home, then you might not have a shelter. You might not have a roof over your head to stay in.
So this is a place where they can go for a short period of time to be safe, to have a safe place to live for a little while. And these teens go there to help the homeless and volunteer on the weekends. That sounds like a very good thing to do, especially at Thanksgiving.
Well, it's true. It's a great way to express your gratitude for life. One good way is to volunteer to help other people. Okay, well, we read here they either prepare food or help serve it. So if you don't know how to cook, that's okay. You can still help to serve the food to homeless.
That's right. Well, what does our family do? Pauline asks. She answers, we usually go to our church potluck. And a potluck is a great dinner where everyone brings one or two dishes and then shares it with everyone else.
Yeah, that's a potluck. I love potlucks because it involves food. One way to remember this word is that you might get lucky at a potluck. You never know what other people are going to bring. Maybe they will bring your favorite dish.
That's right. So, do you go to potlucks? Pauline is going to her church potluck, and the dishes are mostly Chinese, but the church prepares turkeys and pumpkin and apple pies. So, these are traditional Thanksgiving foods in the United States, turkey, apple pie, pumpkin pie, but most of the people who bring their own dish to this potluck bring Chinese food.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what happens at her church. Well, afterward, we sing and share what we are thankful for in the past year. All right, let's look at that word from our word bank, afterward. You see the word after here. So this is an adverb to talk about what you do after something.
That's right. So you've already talked about it, and now you are moving on. So what you do after that first thing.
That's right. We will sing at KTV, and afterward, we'll go to have dinner somewhere. Okay, you know how to use this word. Right now, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 shelter 这个名词。 Shelter 在这里是指遮蔽之处、庇护所或者是避难所。例如 we took shelter under a tree during the rain. 下雨的时候我们躲在树下。或者是 the church provides shelter for abused women. 这所教会提供受虐妇女庇护所。Shelter 也可以当动词。例如 the village was sheltered by mountains. 这个城镇被群山保护起来。 最后我们看的是 potluck 这个名词 potluck 是指百乐餐 也就是各自带来菜肴的餐会 例如 Mandy took her famous beef stew to the potluck Mandy 带了她最拿手的炖牛肉来百乐餐 potluck 也指家常便饭 例如 You're welcome to stay for dinner if you don't mind potluck 如果你不介意吃家常便饭 欢迎你留下用晚餐 And now let's head back to our teachers.
In our lesson today, Give Thanks, we were talking about the potluck dinner that Pauline and her family attend at their church. Now, Gabe, what is something that you would bring to a potluck?
Well, I can't cook very well. I usually go out and buy drinks or snacks to bring to the potluck. I know that's kind of lame. What do you bring to a potluck, Carolyn?
Well, it's important to have drinks, Gabe, so that is very, very good, but I usually make something like crouton cheese chicken or almond bars
or
M&M bars.
I am going to your potluck, Carolyn. Invite me?
Oh, sure. Of course, Gabe, you can come to my Thanksgiving potluck.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom to learn more about giving thanks.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.